So it's easy to get caught in the idea that this work is about eradicating the proprium. It's not. And the reading is pretty clear about that. It does talk about the fact that it's pushed. It's probably when talking about Deborah, actually. So maybe 4, 5, 6, 3, around there. It's about what sits at the center of our life. That's what's active. That's really what this work is about. So it's not about getting rid of the proprium. What it's about is coming into a state where we're no longer identifying with it, where the emotional hooks are no longer able to draw us in. So that's a different kind of relationship that's being built up to it. Now, the really interesting thing that struck me in this reading was the role that Deborah plays as a nurse. You know, that the hereditary evils actually provide sustenance until what is built up by the Lord can then come into its own and thereby push out that aspect of the proprium which can no longer serve going forward. So you know, I thought that was a remarkable teaching that illustrates that the proprium is a means to an end, and it's absolutely necessary because it gives us a sense of autonomy and independence from the Lord and from others, actually, and from spiritual forces that are flowing in. So it gives us a sense, it creates kind of a barrier, if you like, Roy, like a cell wall, I suppose. Things can diffuse across it. Influx is something we feed off, but also it gets fed by us. So there is the cell wall, if you like, and that's the hereditary proprium. And if it wasn't there, then we would have no sense of being a human being, an independent human being. So in that sense, it's the means by which things are able to be built up and established, and it provides resistance. It provides, you know, to use a metaphor, resistance training, if you like, the capacity to build a new will out of the truths that the Lord is giving us. So we have this fight going on, and it's labeled as temptation. So the other thing that struck me out of this was we think of temptations perhaps as something that, you know, we wish we weren't in it, of course, because the state's not great. But at the end of the day, what temptations show is that goods and truths are not yet married. That's the reality. They're not yet married. So this is the process by which they come into alignment with one another and are wed within us. So if the capacity to love is dependent on goods and truths being married, then this is the process. This is what has to happen in order for that to take place. And the reason that there's a battle is because we need a sense of self so that we can operate as if of ourselves, because that's absolutely critical to being built up. And by that, what I mean is having a new proprium instilled from the Lord, from the Word.